Hello, Audio Boo. It's the 5th of July, just after 2 p.m. Eastern. And this is probably going to be the last Boo that I will record from the States this time. I know I haven't done a Boo in like a week. It's been pretty an intense week, so I haven't had much of a chance to sit down and record this. So, quickly go over the last a week. Friday, we went and stayed in Minnesota, stayed at the Super 8 there near Julia's house, visited there, saw Julia and Bruce, went to the club, went to Costco, bought my cheese. Went on a boat ride. Bruce barbecued on Sunday night. Had a very funny incident with tater tots, which I will talk about in another Boo. Just remind me. And that was very nice. And left on Monday morning. After waiting 45 minutes to get help from Delta. I hate Delta, just by the way. Got to Detroit. I actually liked our stay in Michigan. First of all, I liked the weather. It's a lot cooler than anywhere else I'd been in the summer. And we weren't in Detroit. I know that Detroit itself isn't the nicest place, but we were on Southgate, yeah, that wasn't too bad. And Taylor. Yeah. Saw Ms. Shannon, also known as Solstice Singer, and another friend, the lovely Christine, and we all stayed at the Holiday Inn in Southgate, which, by the way, is a very good, reasonably priced place. Very nice, guide dog friendly. Went to the Outback Steakhouse there. Went to Starbucks. Yay!
Yes, after getting sprinkled to death.
No.
Oh, no, it was after that.
Went to Bath and Body Works after being sprinkled to death.
That's right.
I have to say that if you're traveling, I'm kind of sad. Well, I'll say, well, I'm kind of sad in a little while, but if you're traveling,
Blind Square
just is the bomb. Really, we got us to the mall. It got us to places here. Wow. Did that. Then on Wednesday morning, we took another Delta flight to DCA.
Yes. And
our suitcases got broken into at the Detroit airport.
By the security people.
Yes, well, they could have just asked us to open the suitcases.
They have a form for doing this.
Yes, they broke our locks, so now we don't have locks.
I have one of the broken locks.
A lot of good that will do you.
Exactly.
So we were pretty upset about that. Things got spilled.
They lost Natama's Israeli SIM as well.
Yes, my Israeli SIM card got lost or taken or something.
And we discovered this morning, or we suspect that's where it happened.
So I won't be kind of available so much until I get this sorted.
Which will be on Sunday.
Today, well, we stayed from Wednesday at the Lorien Hotel and Spa in Old Town Alexandria, which is an amazing place. I wouldn't mind living here at all. It's very kind of old English, colonial, nice town. Went to Starbucks, haha, yesterday. Well, the first night we had a Chinese takeaway because my back was getting a lot worse.
And I wasn't feeling so great.
And Jeff wasn't feeling so great. My back has been steadily getting worse this whole trip.
Yes, the Lorien wins the prize with the best beds.
Oh, no question. Look, it's a high-end hotel. But it's worth it for the most part. The spa is unbelievably
Yeah, the amazing best massages.
Probably the best, the highest level massages I've ever gotten.
Yeah, you pay for them, but...
You pay, but it's worth it. The rooms are wonderful rooms.
If you do come here, you can get a coffee maker. They're not put in by default, but you can get them for no extra charge.
Hopefully it's no extra charge. You have to really be careful because things that usually are complimentary are not complimentary here. You have to ask. Yes. Went to eat yesterday, went to Whole Foods, got a couple of things, got some rescue remedy for Rosie.
Yes, our 4th of July was spent like this. We had breakfast at the hotel, we had the massage at the hotel, we then went next door to the Hampton Inn to do laundry because this hotel doesn't have it.
And then, oh yes, they're too luxurious to have a laundromat.
Yes, have dry cleaning service, but of no course. Laundry. And then while we were waiting for our laundry to dry, we went to the Hilton where they have Starbucks. And then we came back and waited for our laundry, which eventually finished drying an hour and 40 minutes after we put it in the dryer. And then after that, we went to a place for dinner. And we had an early dinner because we didn't have lunch. And then we went to Whole Foods to buy a few bits and pieces. So that was our 4th of July.
Yeah.
It was a very productive day, though.
This morning we went and discovered, to our dismay, that...
Because we bought this romantic package on top of the...
Which you say, when you say so-and-so a night, and you get breakfast on us and a bottle of champagne. So you'd expect at least the breakfast to be every day.
But no.
For the nights that you pay. But no, it's only one time $40 credit.
Even though you pay more each night.
I think that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I think it's wrong.
So we were a bit upset about that, so they took off the extra charge for the second night because we said it wasn't clear. Because you'd expect, okay, fine, the champagne bottle, expect it to be a one-off, but bless you, but the breakfast... When they say, for such and such extra night, you get to have breakfast on us. You don't expect it to be just for the first night. So we didn't have breakfast. Had lunch at this kind of southwest kind of type cafe called the Hard Times Cafe, kind of turn of the century, turn of the 20th century, I should say, place.
Great food, excellent value for money.
Yeah, really good price.
Very good.
Now we're here.
Yeah, we had... Both of us had,
We shared a starter.
And we had two mains and two desserts.
And we paid $40.
$40. Can't argue with that.
Now we're just waiting. They did let us do a late checkout, which is good. My back has gotten better as a result of the massage, but it is a bit sensitive. I'm going to take some Advil for it. And I'm going to have to baby it a little bit when I get home because we have a trip coming up soon.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it. I know it's a surprise trip for me for my 40th birthday. It's a surprise, the contents of which is a surprise. I know it will be in the UK.
And that we're flying British Airways.
That's all I know. And so, I don't know if you're in the UK and you want to see us.
Get in touch with me.
Get in touch with Jeff and not with me because I don't know anything about it.
And she's not going to either. You get too much sleep.
Yeah. So, we are on the way to the airport soon and we will... I'm a bit bummed that we don't have... locks on our suitcases. I'm a bit worried about that.
See if we can buy something.
And also, I don't have a SIM card, my Israeli SIM card, which is kind of a shit because that means I can't check on Foursquare and all that shit in the way. I don't think my AT&T local SIM will let me do any of that. It's been a wonderful trip on the whole. No, there's still some water here. I want to take some Advil.
Oh, sorry, I won't drink it.
That's okay. So I know that some of you had sent me messages that I didn't respond to. I do apologize. I will get to them. And I have missed being here. I do look forward to the next time. Hope will happen soon at some point.
Yeah, if I didn't get sacked.
You said your job was secure. So thank you very much for following me on this trip.
Don't forget you can have coffee if you want.
I don't feel like coffee, but thank you. And we will talk to you as soon as possible. Take care and bye.
Bye.
Lifestyle folder. One new item. 6 apps. App switcher. Audio do. Settings. Audio do. Audio do. Record. Cancel.
Come on, it's not.
Can I borrow my headset?
Home. Lifestyle folder. One new item. 6 apps. Double tap to open. App switcher. Audio do. Double tap to open.
Hope you're enjoying this.
Okay, turn this off now. I could before. I know what happened.
Do you want to borrow my headset?
I do. Pause recording. Button.